This is the Essence Reveal Podcast, where we peel back the layers to uncover your essence brand. I'm Christina Courtright Jenkins, and I am a passionately curious essence explorer and guide, and I'm the creator of Embody Your Essence Brand. Essence is the self-aware version of your authenticity. And when it comes to your personal brand, that's not something you create. It's something you uncover and embody. And that's what we're here to do. So are you ready for the adventure of revealing your essence brand? Let's do this. This episode is brought to you by Aluva Life Greens. Are you getting all the greens in your diet for optimal health? Well, Aluva Life Greens is tasty, easy, and super healthy. I love getting my greens in this way. And in a blind taste test and label test, Aluva Life Greens won by 100% against the leading greens product on the market. That means when people tasted it and read the labels without knowing the brands, 100% of them chose Aluva. And that's because it's superior in ingredients and flavor. I just drink mine plain and it is delicious. Plus, I feel so much better on the days that I drink it. Extra energy and extra health. So go on over to aluva.co/e/liveinspired. That's aluva.co/e/liveinspired. So good. Welcome to my table, my friends. Episode 10. Wow, I'm so excited that I'm here and that you're still here for this podcast. And I'm really grateful for your continued support. It really means the world. I am also really excited to talk to you today about something that we all deal with every single day, every day of our lives, and that is power. And we're also going to talk about boundaries and dynamics because they all go together. So power, boundaries, and dynamics. Before we get in depth in that, take a moment to breathe. And please take note of how the word power feels to you. And how about the word boundary? Now, let's check in with yourselves with your PEMS essence compass. Close your eyes if you can, and just observe your feelings physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Where are you right now? And with that, let's dive into today's juicy topic, power, boundaries, and dynamics. And I invite you to be open to what may come up for you today as we discuss power. Any emotion you have is here to teach you if you're open to learning. So we're actually going to start by talking about self-betrayal. Self-betrayal is when you listen to your ego over your essence. It's when you subordinate, submit, subjugate, or survival surrender. Sometimes it's called giving your power away. And, as with everything, there's the other side of the coin, which is when you try to dominate, deliver, dictate, or manipulate. And everything in the universe is seeking balance. So where there's an imbalance of power, it's going to try and balance itself out. And this means that if you are subordinating in one area, you're trying to dominate in another. Sit with that for a moment. Reflect on that. And to what or to whom are you subordinating, submitting, subjugating, or survival surrendering? And a good way to discover this is to find where your resentments are. What's the scenario you run over and over in your head and wish you could have done things differently? or the thing that just keeps triggering you. You could be subordinating, submitting, subjecting, or survival surrendering to a person, a group, an authority figure, a cultural belief, a stereotype, an expectation, anything. And now let's flip that. To what or to whom are you trying to dominate, deliver, dictate, or manipulate? A person, a group, an authority figure, a cultural belief, a stereotype, an expectation? Are you self-betraying by asserting your power, time, energy, money, or belief on someone you perceive of as weaker or stronger than you? I really consider these questions when I feel resentment, and I invite you to do the same. Really consider these questions. You'll be surprised at what you learn about yourself and the power that comes from that awareness. And so what is the opposite of these imbalances in power dynamic? Well, my friends, that is consciousness, creativity, contribution, connectedness, changing the dance, and supported surrender. What it's not is compromise. Compromise is like wanting to wear your red heels and your partner wants you to wear your pink sneakers, so you compromise and you wear one of each. It just doesn't work. And let's define each one of these. So consciousness is being aware of the power dynamic and choosing a dynamic of equality. Creativity is a high vibe way to look at relationships where perhaps it seems choices are limited, for example, with a work colleague. So you use your creativity to create a dynamic that is empowering and uplifting to both of you. Contribution is striving for equality through contribution. It's not bartering, it's not greed. It's a dynamic of equal exchange of value. The value you receive could be the joy of contributing. Just be aware that that doesn't turn into delivering, where you're trying to save someone or play the hero. Now my favorite, connectedness. We are all part of the web of humanity, and being aware of that connectedness and the power we have to shape humanity can inspire us to connect imbalanced power with people. This is a mutually essence-based relationship. And then we have changing the dance. This is when a dynamic will no longer work for you, and you get the choice to change the dance. And we're going to talk more about that in just a minute. First, I wanted to address, I have talked about survival surrender and supported surrender. So just to define these out, I'm going to do it with an example. So let's say you're going along your merry life and everything seems pretty good, and then you get a diagnosis of a serious medical condition that seems like it's going to put your life on hold at best and ruin your life at worst. It stops you in your tracks. It changes everything. There's nothing you can do to change the situation. You can only control how you think about it. And this is where survival surrender comes in. It's a throwing up of your hands, dragging your feet. Well, I don't have any choice, so I guess I'll just surrender. It feels defeated, like the losing side of a battle where they surrender unwillingly in order to survive. On the flip side, there is supported surrender. And that comes from the paradigm that life is happening for you, not to you. It's a surrender of thriving, meaning you surrender to the universe knowing you are supported. Can you feel the difference between those two types of surrender? And you get to choose. So now let's talk about changing the dance. I love this analogy. So you've been dancing a life dance for a long time, likely a slightly different variation on the same dance with different partners, friends, and communities. And just like a professional ballroom dancer, you know how to do this life dance very well, especially with the people closest to you. The slightest change of hand pressure, The subtlest shift of the shoulders, the smallest move of the hips, indicates the next move in this practiced dance analogy. Just like with our people, the slightest change of gaze, the subtlest alteration of posture, the smallest move of the lips, a minor shift of energy, and we know how the dance goes. And so does the partner, whether that's a community, a person, or a culture. So what happens when we change the dance? What if your whole life you've been doing the country swing and everyone is used to you doing the country swing? It's predictable and it's safe to do the country swing. But now you feel the tango simmering inside you. And as you try out your moves, how does it feel to you? How does it feel to others? It may feel awkward because your new moves don't even go with the music that's playing. You may step on some toes or get your toes stepped on. People may look at you funny. People may not like that you're changing the dance. In fact, they probably don't. Some people will reject you. Some will want to follow you. Some will just be confused and try to get you to go back to doing the old dance. And you might be tempted to go back to the old dance because it's certain and familiar. And learning a new dance can be kind of hard, especially if you're still in the ballroom where the country swing music is being played. And as you continue to practice, you will create your own new ballroom that's playing tango music. And now you have a choice. You can dance the country dance if that serves you. You can dance the tango if that serves you. You can teach others to do the tango, and that might empower them to learn to waltz. They get to dance their own dance. Now apply this analogy to your own life. As you are showing up more and more, as you reveal your essence more and more, as you peel back those layers, you're starting to do your own dance. And one of the greatest things about this is that it then empowers others to do their own dance. Some people will reject you. Some will follow you. Some will try and get you back into the old dance, especially people who are very accustomed to you doing that same old dance. So all of this leads to the concept of boundaries. Personal boundaries are the terms and rules we set for ourselves within relationships, all relationships. Boundaries are the internal perimeters that determine the dynamics of a relationship. Boundaries can feel combative because they're often made from a place of victimhood and not communicated effectively. Think of the different types of physical boundaries, like fences. There are pretty little white picket fences, privacy fences, cement fences, electric fences, barbed wire fences, so many different types, and they all have a different feeling. If your boundaries were a fence, what kind of fence would it be? Depending on the purpose and consciousness with which we set up our boundaries, they will feel different. Creating a dynamic where we feel the need to defend, be combative, and unconsciously invite people to cross our boundaries, or conversely, we can have those boundaries do the heavy lifting and communicate them in a way that creates honoring and permission. I love this quote by Russell M. Nelson, who said, "Our boundary lines don't have to be battle lines." I love that quote. So setting the dynamics of your relationships from a place of ownership, vulnerability, and responsibility by knowing, setting, and upholding your own boundaries creates powerful relationship dynamics of creativity, contribution, and connectedness. So here's some questions to reflect on that will help you understand your boundaries. The first one, what do you want? What do you not want? What are your deal breakers? What is the value exchange to be in your circle? And this can be different according to different levels of intimacy. By answering these questions, it will help you create self-empowered boundaries that you don't have to defend with a metaphorical sword. And let's face it, that's just exhausting. And honestly, it invites people to cross them. There's nothing like a boundary that makes people just want to cross it. So, one more time, Just a few of the things that we've discussed today. Self-betrayal is when you subordinate, submit, subjugate, or survival surrender. Self-betrayal is also when you try to dominate, deliver, dictate, or manipulate. Mutually, essence-based relationships are connected. And from your essence space, you can create positive relationships with others, even if they're not in essence, with consciousness, creativity, contribution, supported surrender. Or you have the option to change the dance. Remember that boundaries are the internal perimeters that determine the dynamics of a relationship. And if created consciously, they can be empowering to everyone, instead of creating a power dynamic that feels combative. I truly hope from this information that you can create the most empowering essence-based relationships in all your interactions. Let's take a nice long breath. Think about what you've heard today and how you could apply it to improve your life. And check in on your PEMS essence compass. You know, doing this a few times a day, taking that breath and checking in with your essence compass can really help you stay in essence. Try it out and let me know how it goes. I would love to hear about your experiences with these concepts. And always remember, life is happening for you. So be you. And we'll see you next time.